بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This pertains to the issue of marriage, of enjoyment, which is called al-mut'a. And the second is marriage with the intention of divorce. Two types. And they may fall all under what is referred to as temporary marriage, with are still distinct features between the two. First of all, the objective of marriage is familiarity, acquaintance, harmony, settlement, establishing a family, and protection from illegal sexual intercourse, all of which is a protection to the society at large. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, in chapter 30, verse 21, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, and that he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. Now we go to the first type, and that is the marriage of enjoyment, or nikahul muta. Its ruling is that in the beginning of Islam, it was permissible because they were just in a state of kufr. Kufr was recent, and it was made allowable for them in order to have familiarity and to bring them closer and closer to Islam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared it forbidden during the taking over and liberation of Mecca and Fath. Until he made it, or declared it forbidden, until the day of resurrection. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ حَرَامٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. It is forbidden until the day of resurrection. Now, its condition. This marriage is conditional upon the following. A specified period is set, such that after the period is over, the marriage is dissolved automatically without divorce. Like, for example, he tells her, I will enjoy you in marriage for one day, for one dinar. And she says, I accept. At the end of the day, the marriage is over. Or he says to her, I enjoin you in this marriage for such and such period, for a dowry of such and such. And if she says, I accept, then it is concluded. When the period is over, the marriage is dissolved, liquidated automatically, whether he wills or whether he doesn't will. This is the form of it. The contract is over. That's right. Now, the second type, now we know that this is haram, this is unlawful, except with the Shia, and we will talk about their issue later. The second is It is called النكاحُ بنيَّة الطلاق. Nikah, marriage, with the intention of divorcing. The format is as follows. He intends in his heart, between himself and Allah, to divorce her after a specified time. It is not a condition that he is setting between himself and her, nor with her family, for example. And yet, here it's important, she doesn't know of his intention. This is intention between him and Allah, in his heart. She doesn't know of this. What is the ruling concerning this? Number one. What is famous from the madhab of the Hanabila school of thought, that it is haram, and the contract. What is the ruling now concerning this? المشهور من مذهب الحنابلة. What is famous from the madhab of the Hanabila school of thought, that this is unlawful, and that the contract is invalid, because they argue that what is intended is like what is conditional, because the Prophet ﷺ said, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Verily, deeds are dependent upon intentions, and each will have that which he had intended. This is the first view. The second view, the majority of the scholars, as related by Ibn Qudama in his Encyclopedia of Fiqh, which is known Al-Mughni, the majority, they see that it is a correct contract, because they say that he did not put it as a condition, and that it is possible that he may incline to continue the marriage, and that she may continue with him. This saying is also one of the sayings of Shaykh al-Islam. He had two sayings regarding this. One of his sayings is that it is correct. Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah, from the contemporary scholars, sees to the same ruling, and he had issued many fatwas saying that this is correct, but he said, تَرْكُهُ أَفْضَلْ, leaving it is better. The third is the position of our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. He said, as to the format of it, of the contract, it is authentic, it is correct, there is no problem with that, because this is not of the mut'a type. He said that this is correct, okay, because it is not the same as the former one, which is the mut'a of enjoyment. However, he said, it is forbidden from the angle of that it is a deception to the wife and to her family, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade deception and treachery. So therefore, closing the door to this is by all means more fitting, because of the deception involved, and because this will open the way for many people to abuse it and transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the matter as you now know from its angles, and Allah the Most High knows best, and I put it on record. I recorded it so that it will be a benefit for people, inshallah ta'ala, based on knowledge, not just emotions and so forth.